1 John chapter number 2. The Bible says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but now watch this, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. And he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known Him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known Him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the Word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one." I want to preach for a few minutes this evening, if God will be our help, on the family. The family. As we look at this, the Bible tells us, He says, "My little children, these things write I unto you." He said, "That you sin not." Now that's pretty reasonable. Amen. God gives us direction to not sin. He gives us a roadmap away from sin, out of sin. And He said that He encourages not to sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, "Well, preacher, it's hard." Yeah, it's hard, but we have the Holy Spirit and we have the Lord Jesus Christ. And He says, "And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteousness." Amen. So the Bible tells us that we have an advocate. Amen. That's a go-between. That's a representative, praise God, in heaven. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's there for us. He's telling us here that when we do sin, if we sin, and the Bible says we all sin and come short of the glory of God. But He says He will confess our sins. He's faithful and righteous. Forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Take it away. Cover it. Amen. And so when we ask Him to forgive us our sins, we receive His faithful forgiveness, praise God, because He promised that He would. Because He is our what? Our advocate with the Father. Amen. We know that our righteousness, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 64:6, is our righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen. And we're depending on the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ to help us along the way. Because our righteousness is not sufficient to keep us, amen. But the Bible tells that He is our propitiation. He's that price of sin, praise God. He is that one that proprietor, praise God, that takes our sins away. Amen. Praise God. He's the only one that's able to do it. He's the propitiation for our sins. But He says it's not your sins only. Amen. That would be a wonderful thing. That would be enough to take a spell and run around the church and shout all evening. Because Jesus, praise God, come to take away your sins. Amen. To take away my sins. Well, that's enough to get us excited. Amen. Because what Jesus done for us. But He says not for your sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Amen? So He come to think, He's talking about the whole cosmos, the whole planet. He said, Jesus Christ come to die. No wonder He was in agony in the garden. No wonder He was in agony when He was on the cross, because He was becoming sin for the whole world. He took my sins and your sins. Amen? Hey, I don't know about you, I wouldn't want to burden my sins on somebody. Amen? Just me. And I've tried to be a pretty good person with the help of the Lord. Amen? But I wouldn't want to have to bear my burdens alone. Amen? But said Jesus did that for me. Praise God. So we see here that as the family, that we have an example in the family. Amen. Which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is the one that keeps us, praise God. And He says in verse number 3, He says this. And hereby we do know. Now here's where the assurance comes in. God offers us assurance in Jesus Christ. Amen. If you know Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, or not, you have a blessed assurance. Praise God. And hereby we do know that we know Him. So we have an assurance in Christ. In other words, we've become acquainted with Him. We have an acquaintance in the Lord. Amen. A personal relationship. Amen. That's what we have, praise God, that we know Him. He said, if we keep His commandments. Now, what does it mean to keep the commandments of God? Amen. To keep means to bear in mind. Amen. And if we can bear them in mind, then we can practice them. Amen. Amen. So if we bear in mind the commandments of God and we practice them, practice makes perfect. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Practice makes perfect. Amen. It gets us a little closer to Christ every day, a little closer to His likeness. So we have an example of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So He keeps us in His Word. He keepeth us. He said, He that keepeth His Word. Amen. To keep His Word. He speaks about that in John chapter 14. Go back with me to John chapter 14. Now, I'm going to jump all over the place tonight. But that's all right. Just hang in there. If you don't want to turn, I'll turn. But in John chapter 14 and verse 23, the Lord says this. Jesus answered and said unto him, when he's talking to Judas, not Iscariot, He said, Lord, how is it thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the whole world? Amen. And Jesus saith unto him, answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto Him and make our abode with Him. Amen. Do you know what that means? That means they come unto you and they make their abode with you. Amen. It says, in other words, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, through the Spirit, He comes and they hang out with us. It's kind of scary. Amen. Kind of makes you wonder where you've been. Amen. And where you ought to go. Amen. Praise God. He said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. He'll listen to what I say. So he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So we see as this thing plays out, the Lord says, if you love me, He said, you'll keep my word. You'll keep what I'm telling you. You'll pay attention to what I'm saying to you. Amen. Praise God. So we won't sin against God. He says in Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3. And verse 16. He says this. He says, the Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Amen? So we have a plan here. We have an example here of Christ Jesus, praise God, in the way that we ought to go, the way that we ought to conduct in the family of God. Amen? We're all part of the family. Amen? There's no big I's and little U's. We're all part of the family of God. We're all part of this thing, praise God. We're trying to encourage and trying to help each other along the way. And we all need that encouragement, praise God. Where does it come from? It comes from Him, praise the Lord. Listen to what He says. He said, but whoso keepeth His word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Amen. Keepeth in him. In him who? In Christ. Amen. In Christ, the Word of God is perfected because He is perfection. Amen. He was perfect in every way. He came into a sinful world, praise God, walked the same kind of places that we are, but without sin. Amen. Christ was the only human being that ever walked in this world without sin. Amen. And He did it in a perfect form, praise God, with a perfect praise, looking to a perfect God, the Father, the God of heaven. Amen. So how did He do this? In verse number 6, look what He says. And he that saith that he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. So He said to walk even as He walked. Now how did He walk? How did Christ walk when He was here? He walked putting His faith and trust in His Heavenly Father. He kept His focus on heaven. Amen. Praise God. That from which He had came, praise God, was the place that He was desiring to go back to. Praise the Lord. That's what we ought to be doing, praise the Lord, realizing that we're just pilgrims passing through here, and we got a destination in glory. Amen. We're looking for heaven tonight, praise God, with the help of the Lord. We can't do it by ourselves. We need Him. So how do we do it? Praise God. We ask the indwelling Holy Spirit to make us, you and me, more like Jesus. Amen. We ask the Holy Spirit. He said, James said, you have not because you ask not. And when you do ask, He said, you ask amiss to consume upon your own lust. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we never get our mind, we're tired of doing lustful things and we'll just put our mind and focus on doing right things, righteous things, our whole attitude would change. Churches would change. Families would change. Amen. The church family would change. Things would be different if we focused upon the Lord. Ask God to help us. Separating ourselves with His life, the life of Christ. Amen. Praise God. And not only separating, but saturating ourselves with the life of Christ. Reading the Gospels. Amen. You get down, you get discouraged, pick up the Bible and read through the Gospels. Read through the book of John, the book of love. It'll encourage your heart, praise God. It'll help you. Amen. It'll lift you up above the darkness. Praise God. It'll give you that encouragement, praise the Lord. Amen? So we see the how of it is through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that lives in us. He said we're able to walk as even as He walked. Amen. Praise God. Because that's what God's telling us to do. Amen. Didn't He give us a commandment here? The commandment in verse number 7? I write you a new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. Amen. He said, I ain't telling you nothing that you didn't already know. He said, this is old news that you are to have known, praise God. He said He did it because God loves people. That's why God does it. Amen. He loves people. So He said, hey, I love you, so you ought to love each other. Hello. Wow. What a different prospect. You mean we ought to love each other? That's what the Bible says. God loves people, so we ought to love people. Amen? He even commanded it to Israel. In Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18, the Father says this. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. In other words, He said, hey, listen, I'm telling you this. He said, love your neighbors. I love you. He said, I am the Lord. He said, I'm telling you this. I'm commanding you this. He said, love your neighbor as thyself. Amen? Jesus said unto the disciples, amen. Jesus said unto the disciples in John chapter 13. Look at that with me right quickly. In John chapter 13, verse number 34, Jesus says this. He said, new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Amen. He said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another. He said, in the family, we're love each other. Amen. There ought to be no hatefulness or bitterness amongst us. Praise God. We said we ought to love each other. In other words, we've got to have a forgiving spirit. We've got to have a loving spirit. We've got to have a caring spirit. Have you ever thought how if you had malice in your heart towards somebody and something happened to them in a tragic way, how you'd feel? Amen. Oughtn't ever have to feel that way. The Bible says not to let the sun go down upon your wrath. Amen. If you get mad, praise God, you got to fix it. I don't know about my wife, but I don't reckon we've ever pillowed her head in anger. Amen. We've never went to bat angry at each other. We've always fixed it. We've made up. Amen. I've always had to say, yes, I messed up. I'm sorry. You're right, dear. Amen. Jim Pepe said, okay, don't do it again. No. But no, we because the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love her, she loves me, because we love the Lord, praise God, we work it out. Amen. We communicate. You know what's missing in the world's communication. Amen. A lack of communication. We got to talk to each other. Amen. If I hurt your feelings, they said, come let me know. I'll tell you I'm sorry. Amen. I don't care a bit to tell if I hurt somebody somehow or another. I'm not care a bit to tell you I'm sorry and mean it, because I don't want to hurt anybody. No, it's not a soul here. I love every one of you with all my heart. Amen. If I didn't, I'd go on down the road. There's a whole lot better fields out there. I mean, a whole lot of things that's easier than this. Amen. But I love you. I love this little church with all my heart. And I love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, too. But so the Father said that we love our neighbors as ourselves. I am the Lord. Jesus said to love you, love your neighbor as I have loved you. Amen? Praise God. You say, well, how? Praise the Lord. He said, the Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 5 that the Spirit of God enables us to obey. The Spirit of God helps us to obey, to do the things that God tells us to do. Look at Romans chapter number 5, verse number 1. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So there we have it. We have peace through the Lord Jesus Christ. So what we do is, Christ is our example. We have to find a way to offer peace. Amen? Could you imagine peace in the whole world? Could you imagine, with all the technology that all the nations have, if we could just come together and work together, could you imagine what the world could be like? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, just the absolute, what they're looking for, what they'd like to have, an absolute utopia of everybody having whatever you need. Amen? To the point that we could just praise God and give Him glory every day for His magnificent mercy and His grace and His love to us. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. He said, this is our access point. He said, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. But now watch this, verse number 5. And he said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. How? By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So he said, there we have the answer to the dilemma, praise God. As the family of God, we can love each other because the Holy Ghost of God is shed abroad in our hearts, and God is love, and He directs us unto Himself. And when we get Him, and He's indwelling, and the Spirit's speaking to us, and you can't help but love each other. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I just don't see it. Amen. Maybe you need to have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about your problems, so your troubles. Amen. Praise God. And ask Him to help us, because the Spirit will enable us, praise God, to obey what the Lord tells us to do. He's at present help to help us to make a difference. Amen. Praise God. So we see that, and we say, well, preacher, you know, I'm saved, but I just don't know. There's just some people I don't like. There's some people's ways I don't like. There's no people that I don't like. I love everybody. But there's some people I just don't like their ways at all. Amen? I just don't like the ways of the wicked. Amen. And it's been that way all through history. There's a whole lot of people that even David said, Lord, I wish You'd just curse them because they're just wicked people. He said, I love them that you just get their attention. They'd be different. But he says in verse number 8, he said, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and true light now shineth. Now, praise God, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's shining in this world. And when you see the true light, amen, it's not the sun comes up in the morning or noon that comes up at night, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection. He said, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. Amen. He said he's in darkness. He's a place for darkness. But we should have no place for darkness. There is no place for darkness in the Christian life. Amen. There's no place. So he that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whether he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. Amen. That's what's wrong with a lot of the world today. They're walking in the darkness of this world. The darkness is blinding them. Praise God. They're walking around like blind people, and they can't see the light of Christ, and they just keep going in the darkness further and further, and comprehend it not, when the Holy Ghost and the light of God is willing and able to shine on their hearts and bless them and help them, but they just can't see the light. Amen. It breaks your heart that they could see that light of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the world, in the day that we live, it should be prevalent. Amen. They should be able to see the light. The light. Amen. Because Christ. But because of Christ, we are the family of God. He illuminates us and makes us part of that family. Amen. Right, the light will shine. The light, it's better than Motel 6, praise God. He turns the light on for us. Amen. Where we can see the Lord Jesus Christ in His magnificence and His power and His might. Praise God. That through the light of Christ. Amen. So we see that, and we see here, He begins to lay it out here for us, that all members, that all members of the family are born again believers. Amen. Every member of the family has become more born again believers. And then the believers, there's all kind of stages of spiritual development. See, we have to remember that. In churches, in our spiritual family, there's a lot of people that are just babes in Christ. Some are come a little bit further, and some are older folk, but still on the meat, and some are striving for perfection and just haven't made it there yet. That's where a whole lot of us line up. Amen. We're trying to do right. We just ain't got there yet. Amen. Praise God. But we see, ain't you glad that we can all, praise God, receive the Word of God and grow? Every one of us can receive the Word of God and grow because we've grown closer to Him. Amen. So we see these stages of growth. It's a wonderful thing. Amen. You see the little children? Amen. Born again, praise God. As you look at here, you can see the little children. As they get in, they begin to be born again. He says, I write unto you little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. So we see the little children. John says, hey, listen, they get in, they get born again. Boy, it's an exciting thing when we see these youngins, our families, our children, getting saved by the marvelous grace of God and getting in. Amen. Praise God. It's exciting. They're birthed into the family. Amen. Hey, that's a birth. They were born into our family, a natural family, praise God, but they're birthed again into the family of God. I don't know, sometimes that ain't more exciting when they come the first time. Amen. The natural birth. But praise God, what a blessing when they're born into the family of God. Amen. They're united then, praise God, where we'll never be separated again. Praise the Lord. We'll all be together forever. Praise God. And He said, they're born again. He said, your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. How are they forgiven? For the name's sake, for Christ's name's sake. Amen. They're forgiven through Christ Jesus. They're born again through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. And then He talks to the fathers. Amen. So we see these. We see the little children. They're born again. They're birthed into the family. And then we see the young men and women, praise God, and the young men and women of faith, and they start coming along. That's the way it ought to be. We're failing in that today. Amen. We're failing in that today. We're seeing people birth the family, and for some reason, they're not coming along. We're to have people getting into church and getting excited and getting in and wanting to praise God and wanting to sing in the choir and wanting to do something for Jesus. Amen? Or to be, or people, when you want testimony or whatever, the people are start popping up like popcorn. Amen? Young people and faith. Because these young people in faith, they become mothers and fathers in faith. They become leaders, praise God, in the community. Amen? They become leaders in the church. They become those good, faithful saints, praise God, that'll endure to the end. Hello, we need some of those. Amen? But he said, I write unto you fathers, verse 13, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. Amen? In other words, he said, hey, I'm going to write unto you folks that's come to coming to a spiritual maturity. Amen. You've known the Lord from the beginning. You stayed with God. You haven't quit. You haven't given up. You haven't backed up. You stayed faithful to the Lord through the thick and the thin. Amen. And said, God sees that. God honors that. God's blessing that. And because of that, we see these little old children getting in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, don't ever let the devil talk you into getting out. Because you're probably, if he does, you're probably right to the point that God's going to use you to see some soul saved. Amen. Praise God, there ain't nowhere to quit. Child of God, praise the Lord. He said, just be like these fathers, be like these people that's coming to maturity, praise, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I write unto you young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. Now notice these young men. Who are the young men? Who are the young folk? Who are these people, praise God, that he's talking about? He's talking about those that are coming along. They're growing in the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding of the Lord. They're the ones starting to begin to stand up and take up the good fight of faith. And as these older folks come along, and you got these younger coming behind them, praise God, and they're following in their footsteps. They're walking in the righteous, well, glory, hallelujah, in the righteousness, Lord Jesus Christ, and they're coming along, praise God, and they're bringing them along, and they say, come on, youngins, let's go, and they're heading for the finish line. They're the ones that's putting up the fight. Hey, it's the young men that's going to go to battle. It's one the young men that's going to take up arms. Amen. Praise the Lord. John's saying, hey, listen, so these children are getting in. The fathers, praise God, these mature people are staying in. And said, these young men are coming along. Amen. God's a blessing them, helping them. How much is he blessing them? Helping them? He's overcome the wicked one. Now, I don't know about you, but the wicked to me, that's the devil. Amen. The Bible says these young men are coming along. They're following Christ. He said, praise God, they're staying away from the lust of the flesh. They're staying away from the things of the world. They're keeping themselves in the righteousness of God. Amen. They're fleeing fornication and they're resisting the devil. Amen. The Bible will never tell you to flee from the devil. Amen. If you turn your back on the devil, he'll stab you in the back. The Bible says to submit yourself to God and put up a resistance and the devil will flee. Don't ever turn your back on the devil. Amen. Keep your eye on that rascal. Amen. Praise God. Keep looking to Jesus. He'll keep the devil off your back. Amen. Praise God. Even death can't sneak up on you as long as you got your eyes on Jesus. That shadow will always be behind you. Yeah. Amen. One day, praise one glorious day, Jesus will just scoop down, swoop you up out of here, praise God, and leave death behind. Amen. He'll be a father in law. One day he'll look around and where'd you go? Amen. Praise God. When Jesus came, praise God, takes control. But he said, these young men, praise the Lord. Young men, because you have overcome the devil. And then notice what it says. He said, I write unto you little children because you have known the Father. Now what he's saying here, John's saying, he repeats these twice. And for a long time I didn't understand why he did this, but then you start seeing what he's talking about. And he's talking about spiritual maturity. He said, we see these young'uns getting saved. And we see them growing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see them begin to come along a little farther. And they start realizing who their heavenly Father is. Where Christ, and Paul would say, Abba Father. Amen. Where they come along to a place and a position, these young people, where they'd say, Abba, Father, where they'd say, Daddy, Father. Amen. Terms of endearment. Praise God. And he said, I can see him as he says this with excitement. Praise God, I've seen him coming to the new, from the new birth to their saying, Glory, Hallelujah, to God the Father. Abba, Father, praise God. Amen. You know that always, Abba, Father, always goes together. And that word Abba literally means, interpreted, praise God, Daddy. Amen. Daddy. It's an endearing phrase, praise God, unto God. Praise the Lord. We magnify, we're lifting Him up. So he said, these children, he said, I'm getting excited about them. But then he goes back to the fathers. Watch this. He said, I have written unto you fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. Amen. So he takes it full circle. The Bible says, in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. All things were created by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. He said, you fathers have come to a full conclusion. Praise God. Because He said, you've been faithful. He said, you've known Him. That is from the beginning. Amen. He said, you've known the Lord Jesus Christ. You've stayed in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. You've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, you've come full circle. You're ready to go see the Lord Jesus Christ. You're looking for Him. Amen. We're looking for Him, praise God. We're anticipating a soon coming Savior. Bless His holy name. And then He says, look, He goes back to the young men again. He said, I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the Word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Amen. Praise God. We see the glory of the young men, and not in themselves, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He says, it is written of young men, because ye are strong. Why are they strong? Why do any of us have any strength? He says, because the Word of God abideth in you. Amen. That's where our strength comes from. That's where our power is. Because the Word of God abides in us. And because the Word of God is strong, praise God, it's the glory of these young men, praise the Lord. Not only is that the glory of the young men, but see, the glory of the church is these young men, these young women, these senior saints that stood the test of time. They stayed in the battle, praise God. They fought a good fight. They stayed the course, amen, for Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because they was part of a family, amen. Because it's part of the family of God. Praise the Lord. So we get in the family, we stay in the family, we realize we've got help in the family. Amen. If we ever need help, we can call upon Him. We can keep the Lord's Word and hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against Him. We can have the power to overcome the obstacles that we face, keeping the commandments of God Almighty and loving each other, because that's what Christ said we should do. He said that we should love one another. Amen. I love every one of you. That old brother Bill, you say, they ain't a cull in a bunch. Amen. I appreciate you. It's more than you ever know. Praise God. I'm glad God's bringing us along in the stages that we have in our life. Amen. Praise God. Don't ever get weary in well-doing, but stay in the good fight of faith. Calling out to the Lord. Amen. Resisting the devil, praise God. Amen. And just stay in the good fight of faith. Asking the Lord every day, because you're part of a family. Asking God every day to help you and your family, in your situation, your life. Help you to love Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Posting upon the gates. Amen. Talk about it. Deuteronomy 6 says, talk about it when you rise up and when you sit down and when you go to eat. Magnify the Lord. Lift up His name. Amen. Because you're part of a family. The family of God. Not just, hey, this ain't just any family, young'uns. This is not just any family. We're a special family. Amen. Amen. A special family unto God. With a special purpose to worship and witness for Him. to come in here and get loaded up, praise God, with the love of God, with the Word of God, with the truth of the Word, so we can go out in the highways and the hedges and truly compel them to come in. And ask the Lord to help us, to minister to us so we can be ministers for Him. God will pour out His blessing on you. He'll pull you up to where you get under that spout where the glory comes out, where it gets better than gooder. Amen? Yeah, gooder and gooder. Praise God. And you get to, so excited about it, you can't wait to tell somebody. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I've never really been there. Praise God. Hey, it's a good, ain't no time like the present. Just pull up under the spout. Say, Lord, I love you. Just get to tell Him how much you love Him. Just to praise Him for what He did for you, for saving your soul from a wretched devil's hell. Amen? That's what we deserved. But thank God, I'm glad we didn't get what we deserved. We got mercy. Amen. We got mercy, and His mercy is new every day. He shows us mercy, praise God. He offers us help. He convicts our souls. He shows us the righteousness of a holy God. Because we're part of the family of God.